Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's be sensitive to what God has to say to us in this season and be prepared. He's preparing us for what he has for us this year. And then shared a testimony as well. On December 31st, she went for an annual physical, and then the doctor came back and reported and said she wasn't producing thyroid, so she wanted to do further tests. And she said she continued to fast and pray as well. And then this other lady I was talking about, she said did the fasting as well. But she fasted and prayed, and then she did a lab test again. And before she went for the lab test, I said, when you go to the doctor, when they do the lab test, everything will be clear. That's the message, that everything will be clear. And sure enough, to the glory of God, the reports came back and they said, everything is clear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what makes you say that? I'm trying to be like Jesus. Mark 11:23. He says, whosoever, let's read it. That's not my lesson for today, but we can learn a lesson on faith. Mark 11:23. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. He said, Mark 11:23, this is what Jesus said, Jesus speaking. He said, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. That's Jesus speaking. That's Jesus. He says, whosoever, I'm a whosoever, you are a whosoever, says to this mountain, that mountain in your life may be different from what it is in mine or yours. But the key here is, he says, says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. So that's exactly what I did. I believed. I said it in the name of Jesus. I said, when you go to the doctor, it will be clear. I didn't have a shadow of doubt, so I just acted on the words of Jesus. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. And he says that it be believed that what he says will come to pass. Believe that what you say will come to pass, and it will be done for him. It works. That's God's word. It works in every area of our lives. Believe it. It's half faith in God, or half faith like God does. How does God have faith? In the beginning, when everything was void, and now he said, let there be light, or light be, and light was. He believed in his heart that what he said will come to pass, and when he said it, it came to pass. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what I did, and glory to God. It works. That is the word of God. Say, believe it. It says, whoever says and does not doubt, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. So begin to open your mouth. Anything in your life that is a mountain, or that is in your life that is contrary to the word of God, begin to talk to those mountains to go away, and they will move. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. That's just the appetizer. Everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Good. Glory be to God. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29. God has great plans for us this year. This year is going to be good. I'm still excited. He started showing himself mighty right in this month of January. He's been good. And Proverbs 29:18 says, for where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Blessed is he who keeps the law. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. I mean, God has a plan for our lives this year. We can follow our own plan and our own way, but to maximize what God has for us in this year, we'll endeavor to follow what He wants, His plan, His purpose. Another translation puts it this way: when people do not receive guidance, divine guidance, they lose their mind. Another translation says, without vision, a people is made naked. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned in the beginning, when God came, I mean, as soon as they sinned, they realized that they were naked. This verse is saying that without vision, they lost direction in life. But God came, and through His plan that He has for our lives, our dominion is restored. So the question becomes, how is this possible? How is this possible? We know that when God leads the way, when we know that God is leading the way, then we are on our way to leadership as well. So long as we are committed to following God, then we eventually end up as well leaders in our community, at work, or wherever we are. When God is leading the way, we end up as leaders as well. When God leads, He goes before the people that He is leading. Jesus is committed to leading the way for us as the chief shepherd, and we must make a commitment as well to follow Him. John chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. John 10, 1 to 5. John 10, 1 to 5. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. Notice that. The sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus is the chief shepherd. He says he will lead, and we must be willing to follow. And he says that we know his voice. We hear his voice. He calls his sheep by name. So Jesus is endeavoring to lead us into the pastures, into what God has for us. And we must be committed to being led as well. And when we follow Jesus, He is the one leading, we are the ones following. The sheep hear His voice. Sometimes we get to the point where we say, I want to hear God's voice. God's word is God's voice speaking to us. And also He speaks to us in our heart. So go about and say, I am His sheep and I hear His voice. I am His sheep and I will hear His plan. I am His sheep and I will hear His voice speaking to me. And notice He says, they follow Him. Well, I mean, no sheep, no matter how skilled they are, can get up from here and say they are going to Denver on their own. They will get lost. They will get lost in the middle. So everybody needs... The sheep gets up in the morning and say, you know, today we are going to end up... I'm going to Denver all by myself. It will not happen. That's why God has said Jesus as the chief shepherd, and then He said here as well, pastors or shepherds as well, so that we can be guided and led in the right way to go into the plan of God for our lives. So get that vision from God. Get that plan from God. Be in the right place where He wants us to be. That is the place of your security. Our security and protection is being in the plan of God. In the plan of God. And it takes the Holy Spirit. That is why the Holy Spirit has been given to us to reveal the plan and the place and the things that He wants us to do. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to discover His plan for us. John chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit has been given to us. John chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. That's God's promise. Whatever he hears the Father and Jesus speaking, he will speak it to us. He says he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will show you the things that are to come. He will reveal my plan to you. He will reveal it to you. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Hallelujah. Who is speaking? Jesus. He must be telling the truth. I believe Jesus. He's like similar to what he was saying in John chapter 10. My sheep hear his voice. So don't go about and saying God doesn't speak to me. No. He speaks to his sheep. If you are his sheep, you hear his voice. He says the voice of a stranger you will not hear. You will only hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. But that is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's come to reveal the plan of God to us. And that plan is great and exceeding. And that is his job. He says whatever he will be faithful to. If we are not hearing it, it's not on the God side. It's on this end. That's where the issue is. Let's say there's a radio station in this town. And the radio station, they are transmitting all the time. If you have to tune in to the frequency, oh, I'm getting into the engineering now. You have to say, oh, I remember so many equations I did with frequencies in it, I can't tell you. you start computing from the top of the paper and compute all the way down. And the one thing I loved is the answer could not be changed. And what I love the double lines that I used to put under my equations. That means this is the answer. That's the correct answer. Oh, glory. But if there's a radio station transmitting here, we have to be tuned into the frequency to hear what they are talking about, what they are speaking at that time. The Holy Spirit will be faithful to speak what he hears the Father say. If we are not hearing it, then there's a problem on the hearing end. But the way to fix that is do it in faith and say, God, oh Lord, you said you are the shepherd and I am your sheep. And thank you that you have given me your Holy Spirit and he indwells me. I hear your voice. As I read the word of God, I will hear you speaking to me. As I go about and pray in the spirit and in my understanding, I will hear you speaking to me. I will not hear the voice of anybody else. The Bible said that there are so many voices in the world, but none of them is without significance. I will not hear the voice of strangers. I will only hear your plan. I will be faithful to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to me, your plan for my life that will make me a sign and a wonder to my world. I receive what you have for me. The God is always speaking. He says you'll be faithful. That is what the ministry of the Holy Spirit is. He's sent to reveal the plan of God to us that can make us walk in dominion and power and walk in the plan of God for our lives. So long as when God leads where he goes before the people that he leads. And then we also know that wherever God goes, Psalm 24, verse 7. Let's turn to that. Psalm 24, verse 7. We are seeking after his plan for our lives for the year. Psalm 24, verse 7 says that, lift up your heads, O gate, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Lift up your gates. Every ancient door be lifted up, When God comes in, who is the King of glory? Verse 8, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gate, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. When God is leading, every gate has to open. And so when we endeavor to follow the leadership of God, when we endeavor to be in the right place, when we endeavor to follow God, every gate, every door that is closed before us that is supposed to open, it will open in the mighty name of Jesus. Every gate that are bound will be lifted up. And so this year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as we endeavor to follow God, as we endeavor to follow his leadership, as we endeavor to be in the right place, every doors that are before us that are meant to open, every gate that cannot resist God, in the name of Jesus, as he goes before us, those gates are open in the mighty name of Jesus. Let lift up all ye gates, let the King of glory come in. Let him come in. Let him come in. Let him come in. And so as we follow God, no gate will resist our access in the mighty name of Jesus. And then number two, when he goes with us, we know that no one can be against us. If God be for us, who can be against us? He did, I mean, when the people of Israel left Egypt, even though there was a shorter distance to get to the promised land, God took them up by the longer route. It was because he says that he didn't want them to be terrified by the enemies. But so long as the key here is, so long as they were following God, so long as they were following the light and the cloud, they were okay. And so even when they came up to impossibilities, when they came up against the Red Sea, the Red Sea could not stop them from entering the plan of God for their lives, from entering the promised land. The key was because they were committed to following the light and the cloud. When they stopped, they stopped. When it moved. And so even though God may give us a plan for the year, he may tell us what he has to do for us to do in this year, when we come up against impossibilities, when we come up against circumstances that are contrary, that may seem like they are endeavoring to stop us, God himself will intervene. Psalm 114 talks about the fact that God stepped in when they went where they were at the Red Sea. Psalm 114, 1-9. Thank you, Father. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled. Judah became his sanctuary. Judah, God inhabits the praises of his people. God was in the midst of them. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What else you all see that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back. O mountains, that you skip like rams. O hills like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. When Israel left Egypt, because they were following God, because they had the plan of God, because they had the direction of God, the Red Sea could not stop them. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will receive, we'll be sensitive in this season and in January to and throughout the whole year to hear the voice of God, to hear his plan for our lives. And as we do that, any impossible circumstances before us, may they tremble. Those mountains, those circumstances that seem like mountains before us, that seem like Red Seas before us, may they escape in the mighty name of Jesus. May they go out of our way, and may we see what God has planned for our lives. If that's you, say amen in the name of Jesus. Amen.
being in the perfect plan of God, that's so important. Being in the place where God wants us to be, that's so important. They have to be willing to follow God. God says, let's go through the wilderness. We are going through the wilderness. But we know that there is a destination that he's taking us. And so no matter what comes up, his our dominion is in his plan and purpose for our lives. And not only does he go before us, he comes with us as well. Because we know that we are following the plan that he has for our lives. That's what we had to do. God said, leave your country and come here and serve God. That's what we will do. Leave another city and come to Colorado Springs. That's what we endeavor to do. We will obey God, because when we know that we are in the center of his plan, it will work out. Hallelujah. And when God is leading, number three, God works with us. God works with us as we endeavor to obey and follow his plan. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Oh, glory be to God. It says, and they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. Notice the phrase, while the Lord worked with them. When God leads, he works with us and confirm the message by accompanying signs. By accompanying signs. When we are endeavoring to follow and be in God's plan, my Lord, he works with us, and signs and wonders are the result. Signs and wonders are the result. If we will see the hand of God at work in our lives, we will see the hand of God at work in our life, we begin to see marvelous things in our lives. Psalm 118 verse 23 talks about the fact that this is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 118 verse 23. We begin to see his marvels, his wonders in our lives. Psalm 118 verse 23. Thank you, Father. It says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. But how can we walk in such a way that we continue to see his marvels? We continue to see his wonders in our life. We say, God, we will follow you. God, we will obey you. He worked with them, not in isolation. He worked with them and with the word. He worked with the word, and signs and wonders were the result. If God is leading us, we will see his hand at work in our lives. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this year we will see the marvels of God in our life. We will see the hand of God as we endeavor that, okay, God, we say that, God, you work with us. We will work with you. You and I are co-laborers. And we are working together. We are working together. Jesus Christ said that the Father in me, he does the works. He does the works. John chapter 14 verse 10. The Father in me, he does the works. He endeavored to please the Father. He endeavored to do the works of his Father. John chapter 14 verse 10. Thank you, Father. It's not God doing it by himself, but God doing his work, working with us and through us. John chapter 14, verse 10. Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. And now by the power of the Holy Spirit, God dwells in us. So we can say, oh, the Father in us, he is doing all these marvels and all these wonders in our lives. In our life, God works with us. God works for us, and God works through us. He says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. God, the key here is God wants to work with us. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. In this new year, he wants to reveal his wonders and his marvels in our lives, and we must be willing to work with him. Acts 19, 11 says, and God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. It was God working through Jesus. It was God working through the Apostle Paul. It wasn't the Apostle Paul doing it by himself, but God was working with him, doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. I pray that by our hands this year as well, God will do mighty works in us and through us in the mighty name of Jesus. The supernatural, the power of God will be made manifest in our lives. So we have to endeavor that, God, we want to continue seeing your hand at work in our lives. So we always want to be in the center of your will, so that our steps can succeed, so that what you have, the plans that you have for us this year, can succeed, the vision that you give to us this year can succeed. We want to be in the center of your will. Lord, work your work through us. Do your work through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your marvels, your wonders be evident in our lives this year. Thank you, Father. And then number four, we endeavor to be led by God, to be in the right place, to be in the center of his will, God defends the ones that endeavor to follow him. That's in the scripture that we read in John. He says, I give my life for the sheep. He endeavored to not only lead that, but to protect them. We are guaranteed divine protection so long as we are in the center of God's will. So long as we stay in the center of God's will. You see, the first time that Moses, how do we explain the security of Moses when he went into Egypt? Think about it. The first time when he tried on his own to deliver the people of Israel, he killed somebody. He had a passion to see his people delivered, but he started by murdering somebody, and then they started running after him. He fled for his life. He mistook his passion for a vision. It's good to be passionate. Every vision starts with a passion. Not every passion is necessarily a vision. But when he went back the next time, he didn't even use a security guard. When he heard God's voice and went out, he didn't even have security. He was in the center of God's will. He was supernaturally protected. Now he was bold. I have heard from God, Pharaoh. God says, let my people go. The time of their captivity is over. Let my people go. He had a rod in his hand. God told him that with this rod, you will do signs. His dominion was in the fact that he was now in the plan of God. Now he was pursuing God's vision. Now he was pursuing God's agenda. The time had come for the people to be delivered. That's so important. All of us, God has a plan for our lives. He has a plan for our life this very year, and that plan is good, but we have to be willing to seek after God and go after that plan. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. I love this. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Who declares it? It is the Lord that declares it. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Plans for good and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. God has a mighty plan for our lives. And the thing about it is that plan was here even before we got here. So this same Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, listen to what he said to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1:5, he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you and I appointed you a prophet to the nation. You and I, before we came here, God had separated us for a great plan, for a great plan. I pray in the name of Jesus, he says, all of you, I have a glorious plan for your life. God has a glorious plan for your life this year, and I pray that we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. We will not miss it, but we will start walking, shining, and walking in the fullness of God's plan for our lives. If that's you, say amen. Oh my Lord, the fullness of God's plan. Thank you, Father. The fullness of God's plan. But we have to position ourselves and ensure that we are in the right place, in the place where God has for us, so we can walk in the fullness of God's plan. In the plan of God is our security. That's the point. In the plan of God is our security. In the plan of God is our security. There's a verse in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 8, Proverbs. In the plan of God is our security. In the plan of God, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 8. Thank you, Father. It says, like a bird that strays from its nest, is a man who strays from his home or from his place. The King James says, there's a place that he has for us in him, that he wants us to be there. And when a bird leaves its nest, its subject, and it leaves its place of security, the place where it's supposed to be, and its subject, especially when they are young, is subject to anything that's out there. We have to ensure that we are in the right place where God has for us. And like you said, the plan that he has for us is so great, and it was before that we even got here. You see, no product in the store gets its purpose when it gets to the store. The manufacturers of the product determine what the product is going to do before it goes actually into production and ends up in a store or wherever it's going to be used. In the same way, the plan of God, like this microphone, someone designed it with the mindset that it will amplify. So we can't take the microphone and say, okay, we are going to use it for a Hoover. That's good. Are going to use the microphone to iron our clothes. No, that's not the place. That's not the purpose for the microphone. God has a unique place for us. He has a unique plan for our lives. And as we endeavor to discover it, we will walk in the fullness of it in the name of Jesus. What is unique about the plan and the place that he has for us? Like I said, it's ordained for our security. It's ordained for our security. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. Thank you, Father. Exodus 23, verse 20. It says, behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place. Notice the place that I've prepared for you. That angel is that he said was going to bring them to the place. As our security is ordained, but it's ordained for us in God. And when we are walking in the fullness of God's plan, and we are in the place where in God where he wants us as well, our well-being, our doing well, our prospering, it's in there as well. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 that get out of your country. And then Abraham departed and went. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. He was willing to obey the plan of God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It says, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Verse 2. Notice, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Get out of from where you are. There's a place that I have for you. Get out from your country and go to the place where I have for you. Your blessing is in the place where he has ordained for you. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I have a plan for you. I am the one that wants to overwhelm you with my blessing. But you must be willing to obey. We must be willing to obey. And then Abraham departed, and then he went. Abraham departed. And he went. He was willing to obey what God has told him. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, later on we found that he said that, and God had blessed Abraham in all things. He had blessed him in all things, but Abraham was one that was willing to obey the plan of God for his life. I pray in the mighty name that we must, that in this new year, we'll have that heart as well. God, we will obey you. God, we will serve you. God, we will do what you tell us to do. And as we do that, we will see his hand, his very best in our life this year. When he sent the disciples in Luke chapter 22, verse 35, Luke 22, 35, they started out with nothing. But Jesus, before he left, asked them a question. Luke 22, 35. He says, and he said to them, when I sent you out with no money bag or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. He sent them out, and they started out with nothing, but so long as they were in the plan of God, so long as they were following what Jesus had said, there was no lack in their life. Did you lack anything when I sent you? I'm sure Abraham would have said the same thing. He was willing to leave his country. He was willing to even leave his comfort zone and follow God. Did you lack anything? They said no. There was no lack, because we were following the plan of God for our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus, what God has for us in this year, we will not miss it in Jesus' mighty name. And then we see that as well in the life of Isaac. He was willing to obey God and follow his plan, Genesis, and be in the place where God had for him. Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Now there was a famine in the land besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Gerar to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Notice verse 2. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Do not go down to Egypt. Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. Abraham had gone to Egypt earlier on in his life when there was a famine, and he was about to do the same thing. Sojourn in this land. Notice what he has on his mind. And I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father.
God said, stay in this land. Stay in this land and I will bless you. Again, Isaac said, if God said I should stay, yes, I'm here. God, what do you want me to do?
And then he was willing to obey God. And in verse 12, he says, and Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year an hundredfold. The Lord bless him. The Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possessions of flocks and herds and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him. In a year where there was a famine, within a year, Isaac's life was completely turned around because he was willing to obey God. He was willing to obey God. God said, stay here. He said, yes, sir, I will stay here. If you say I should be in this place, this is the place that you have for me. Yes, this is the place that you have for me. I am willing to obey you. The dignity in his life was restored. Prior to that, no, Isaac, maybe they didn't care about Isaac. But when he was willing to obey God, within a year, his whole life was turned around. Hallelujah. This year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, as we endeavor to obey God and to follow His plan and to follow His instructions by December this year. May our lives be filled with testimonies. May we have gone from one level and degree of glory to another and testify and say that, oh, God has been good to me. The blessing of God has been made manifest in my life. As I was willing to obey God and follow His instructions, my life has been turned around. My Lord, people around us, may they see the difference and desire to follow our God. The Philistines saw him and they envied him. What happened to you? This year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will experience mighty turnaround in our lives. Mighty turnaround that we'll look back and say, this is the doing of the Lord and it is marvelous in my eyes. People will see that God has done a work in our lives. God has done a work in our families. God has done a work in our children. God has done a work in every area of our life because we followed. Hallelujah. His plan for our lives. Oh, Isaac's story completely turned around in a year. My Lord, no wonder he says, I have a good plan for your life. I have plans of good and not evil to bring you to an expected end. I pray that this will be the year for you in the mighty name of Jesus. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. He was willing to obey God. He was willing to be in the right place that God has had for him. May that be your testimony in this year. In 1 year, Isaac went from no significance to significance. He went from no dignity to dignity. His life was completely turned around in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And in Galatians, he talks about the fact that we are children of promise like Isaac. The same thing that happened to Isaac can happen in our lives as well. We are children of promise. We are children of promise. Thank you, Father. Oh, Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 28, what he did in the life of Isaac in 1 year, he wants to do in our lives as we endeavor. Oh, my Lord. Notice this, he says, now you brothers, sisters as well, like Isaac, are children of promise. We are children of promise. We are children of promise. We are children of promise. Now we, like Isaac, are children of promise. And so he's saying to us as well, in this year, I want to overwhelm you with my blessings so you can be a greater blessing, so that you can testify at the end of the year. Lord, the favor of God will be so strong in our lives. The hand of God. Even the Philistines noticed that something had happened in the life of Isaac. Those Philistines didn't believe in God, but they saw somebody who was in the place that God had for him, who was in the plan that God had for him, and testified. I pray in the name of Jesus, that will be your story and testimony. In the name of Jesus this year. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh my God. And in the life of Abraham, any time that we can spend to ensure that we are in the perfect plan of God, it will pay off. We are in the place where God has for us. It will pay off. We must jealously guard our place in God, and then let not nothing distract us. Let nothing take us from what God wants us to do and what He has for our life. Like Jesus said, I can of myself do nothing. I have to maintain that place in God. The Father in me is the one who does the works. who does the works. We had to be dependent upon God as well to do his work in our lives in this year. Thank you, Father. And then we must be willing as well. What are the virtues? What are some of the things that happen to us when we are in the place, when we're in the plan of God? Because we have his presence, there will be an abundance of revelation. God will begin to reveal himself in the word of God to us. And because of his presence, the favor of God, the supernatural, will be seen in our life. There will be an abundance of revelation. And when there is an abundance of revelation will begin to shine. Will begin to make impact. Paul said that through the abundance of revelation, he talks about the abundance of revelations in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And then God will begin to reveal his plan. He reveals a little to us. The light that has come to us, we endeavor to walk in it. God has a plan for our lives. Psalm 16, verse 11. An abundance of revelation. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We need light. We need revelation. And because of his presence, we see it. It says, You make known to me the path of life. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. Because of his presence, in our life, our path, the path that we need to be in, the plan that will lead to a glory for us living a fulfilled life and fulfilling what he has for us. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And how we walk out the plan of God impacts our generations as well. But in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And then our light begins to, we begin to arise and shine. I pray in this year, our light will shine brighter and brighter in the mighty name of Jesus. And then when we are in his place as well, signs and wonders, we talked about this, signs and wonders begin to manifest in our lives, in our business, in our workplace, in our families. We begin to manifest the glory of God. The hand of God will be seen in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And what makes the difference as well is the power of God. The power of God. The anointing of God in our lives. The anointing of God in our lives. The Apostle Paul was called as an apostle to the Gentiles. That was his ministry. And so long as he's maintained his place among the Gentiles and was ministering, signs and wonders were the result. Jesus said that I have been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And here he endeavored that I want to please the Father. I want to do the works of my Father. And so when he was described in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, the anointing of God on his life made the difference. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Thank you, Father. Oh, my Lord. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know. A man approved by God, the King James says. A man approved by God. I pray this year we will be people that are approved by God. May God's hand be evident in our lives. Evident in our lives. In every area of our life. May the hand of God be evident. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Oh, let's say unto God, Lord, Lord, anoint my head with fresh oil, with your anointing. Let signs and wonders be made manifest in my life in this year. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And no one can access God's direction and plan for your life better than yourself. Better than yourself. We have to endeavor that God, show me your light, the path that you have for me, the place that you have for me. In the parable of the 10 virgins, he talks about the fact that five were left behind when the bridegroom came, and then the other people went in. Then the other when the door was opened, and the bridegroom came, they said, "Can you give us some of your oil?" They weren't prepared. They didn't plan. But they responded and said, "Go and buy for yourself. Go and buy for yourself oil. Go and buy for yourself." That oil represents the anointing. It represents the light of God's word. The point here is, we take responsibility to receive the plan of God for our lives. The plan of God for our life. And locating his plan is the way to being a blessing. Notice that's what he told Abraham. You go, make sure you are in the place and the plan that I have for you. I will bless you. And not only will I bless you, you will be a blessing. How many of us want to be a greater blessing this year? Yes, I know that that's all of us, our heart. We locate that plan and we walk in the fullness of it. This year will be the best year of your life as we endeavor to obey the things that God is showing us. God, every year, has something great for our life. This year will be a good year for each and every one of us as we endeavor to follow his plan and his direction. And oh my God, like it happened in the life of Isaac. In 1 year, the man, his whole life was changed. Remember Daniel, he was in the lion's den at one point, but quickly God lifted him up to a place in the land. Same for Joseph. He was in the prison, but God turned, he went from prison to ruling over a nation. This year, we will see the glory of God in our life. We'll move from one level of glory to another. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory! Let's raise our hands and give him praise. Glory be to God. Oh, let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Talk to God this morning. Go, glory be to God. He knows the plans that he has for you. Plans of good and not of evil. Those plans were here before you got here. Just pray into your year, into January. Just tell God that may this year not be like any other year. May this year be filled with testimonies. Maybe when I run into challenging and difficult situations along the road, may I see your hand at work in my life. May other people see your glory in my life and desire to follow you as well. And say what the doing of God, the wisdom of God, the favor of God, the blessing of God, a hand of God at work in your life. I want to follow you to serve your God. Thank you, Father. Oh, let's talk to him this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in our families, in our careers, in our businesses, in our health. Show yourself strong. Lord, your plan for us to reach other people with the gospel in our circles that don't have an idea of your goodness and of your love, Lord. We seek and hunger and thirst after it. We want to obey you. We want to please you. That's our heart, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Talk to God this morning. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The presence of God is here this morning. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Sayeth the Lord, I know the plans that I have for you. So lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And if you are listening to this, access to God's plan. Access to God's plan starts with being born again. Or maybe you knew God at one point and you left the house of God. You left God, but God hasn't forgotten about you. But if you say, I want to experience this good plan that you are talking about. I want to experience His best in this year and want to receive Him into my life, that my life will count. But my life will make a difference. These signs and wonders and marvels and wonders that you are talking about. I want to meet this Jesus who can make a difference in my life. Just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you into my life. I make you Lord. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you that I'm saved. I come to you. Take me back in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's lift up our hands and I'll pray for us before we go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for each and everyone here, Lord. This morning we come to you saying not our plan, but your plan in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's all say this together. Lord, not our plan, but your plan. And even like your word says, we like Isaac are children of promise. And so the same thing that you did in the life of Isaac, in 1 year, do the same in our lives this year. Let this year, Lord, not be like any other year. May it be a year of divine turnaround and testimonies. In Jesus' name, as we endeavor to obey and follow you. May this year be the best year of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless us. May He keep us. May He cause His face to shine upon us. May we see His goodness this week. May He fill our mouth with testimonies. May He fill our mouth with testimonies this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, as our love and commitment increases for Him, may we be a greater blessing this year. May we reach more people with the love of Christ. May we be a greater blessing this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we go forward. Every impossible circumstance before us, may God step in. Open the way for us. Open those gates. Open those doors. May those mountains stick like rams and lambs. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Oh, for hearing us today, for speaking to us in a unique way. May we have a blessed week, a blessed month, and a blessed year. And everybody said a big amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.